So last Sunday was the Sunday before Thanksgiving, so we had a special service, and I preached about Thanksgiving. But now we want to return to the book of Genesis, story of Abraham. So we just want to kind of, first I'd like to just talk about what's going on today, because, you know, last time we read this passage is about 2 weeks ago. So three travelers came across where Abraham lived, and Abraham invited these three men and asked them to stay and have some rest, and he prepared a feast, and now he is serving the food to these three travelers, the guests. And maybe while they're having a feast, maybe they have a conversation, and today the scripture starts from there. So these guests asked Abraham, I just want to summarize what happened today first. Asked Abraham, and they asked, where is your wife? Where is your wife? Maybe she wasn't eating with them. Maybe she was too tired or something. I don't know, because, you know, she was asked to cook a whole bunch of bread. So maybe she was exhausted, or I don't know, but she wasn't there. So where she was in the tent. She was maybe resting, but, you know, not completely sleeping. She was listening. So Abraham, these three guests, were eating under the tree. So they were eating outside, and there was a tent nearby, and Sarah was in the tent. So Abraham said, oh, she's in the tent behind us. She's in the back. And one of the guests said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, will have a son. And if you see carefully, it said, then the Lord said. So this is a word from the Lord, promise from the Lord. And this is not something new, because Abraham, Sarah was given this promise quite a few times before, right? So they were given, you're going to have a baby, you're going to have a son. So this is nothing new, but something different from the promise they received past, which is this time, now it has certain time. Before, the promise was like, you will have a boy, but didn't tell when. Someday you will have a boy. But this time, the time is so certain, right? Next year at this time, 1 year later, you will have a son. That means the fulfillment of God's promise is really approaching. It's getting really closer and closer. And it should be exciting, right? It should be exciting. They have been waiting for a long time, and finally, just to wait for one more year. It's coming. But Sarah, or maybe even Abraham, their reaction was not like that. The Sarah was listening what the Lord said behind the tent, because, you know, it's tent. It's not like a house and doesn't have a concrete wall, so she can listen to it. And when she listened to what the Lord said, she laughed. She laughed. Why? Because she was so old. And husband, Abraham, was even older. And, you know, there is no chance, no possibility that they're going to have a baby. So she laughed. Oh, this is funny. We've been waiting for so long, but now it's too late. We are so old. And whatever, she laughed. And she said this to herself. Means she said it in her mind, right? In her mind, in her heart. It's not an audible voice. But the Lord heard what she said in her mind. And the Lord said, Why did Sarah laugh and say, Will I really have a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son. And Sarah was afraid. She was feared. Because, you know, she thought, she said it in her mind, but this man listened to what she said in her mind. That's kind of scary. And she thought, she's in trouble. So she even lied. And he denied that she laughed. But the Lord said, yes, you did laugh. It's really scary. Yes, you did. So this is today's summary of today's story. And as usual, I would like to share and point out 3 points that we want to remember from today's passage. So number one, the first thing we would like to remember today from the passage is that God knows everything. God knows everything. Laughing or talking behind someone is not very nice things to do. I don't know if you have done that, but laughing and, you know, talking behind someone is not very nice. It's rude. And especially, you don't want to do that behind God, because He knows everything. He knows everything. Every single word you whispered in your mind, He listening. He knows everything. Even something we're not aware of, He knows everything. He knows us more than we do. He knows everything. And this is really, you know, scary. For example, like if you have a guest at your home without appointment, you know, there is a people like who just come, you know, without appointment sometimes, and we get upset and think, oh, okay, just wait there. And we go back to the room and put everything in the closet or the other room or something and just make it clean and, okay, please come in. But that garbage is still there, right? Garbage is still there. It might look clean, but it's behind the door, behind the closet. Just like that. Maybe we can pretend that we're good Christians sometimes. Or pretend or act, I am a good pastor, or a good people, or whatever. But we all have something behind it. And the Bible calls it sin. I know you are all good people. We are all good people. We want to be a good people, but everyone should have something behind that cleanness. What do you have? We all have something that we don't want to share, or we don't want the other people to see. Right? Maybe, for example, jealousy. Jealousy. When you heard somebody succeed, and you said, "Wow, congratulations, I'm so happy for you." But maybe you might have some jealousy in your heart. Or you might say, we should love one another, and I love you so much, but actually you might have hatred in your heart, but you're hiding it, because it's rude to say it, right? Or you might look like a really clean person, but actually you might have a really dirty, you know, sinful desire, disgusting idea or thought. Or you might, you know, act like, you know, everyone is equal, but actually you might have the idea of discrimination. We have those things behind. But today, we want to remember again, we might be able to hide these things from people, from the world, but we never be able to hide this from God, because God knows everything. And number two that we want to remember from today's passage is, nothing is impossible for the Lord. Nothing is impossible. Sarah laughed after listening to what the Lord said, because what the Lord said seemed ridiculous. It seemed impossible. And that is why Sarah laughed. But Lord responded to her, "Why you say that? Is there anything too hard for the Lord?" Means there is nothing impossible for the Lord or with the Lord. And as a Christian, maybe not all of you are Christian, but as a Christian, we know this, right? We know this. We know God is almighty. He knows everything, and He can do anything. We know that as a Christian, but and yet we still sometimes react and act like what Sarah did. Sometimes we might say, "Oh, I cannot do this because I'm too old." Like Sarah, "I'm too old." Well, we might say, "I'm too young to do this." Or you might say, "Oh, I can't do this because I'm too busy. I'm too poor." Or, "I'm not good enough for this." We're all so good at finding excuses and react like what exactly Sarah did. But we want to remember today again, there is nothing is impossible for the Lord and with the Lord. But at the same time, I would like to point out that we don't want, or we should not use this word to give pressure on people. This is something we do, right? Somebody says, "Oh, sorry, I cannot do this because I'm too tired." But you say, "Yeah, you are tired, but you can do it because read the Bible. Bible said nothing is impossible with the Lord. So you can do it. Do it." This word is not for that. A long time, quite a few years ago, there was a lady who visited the church I was serving at that time. And she was not a member, but she just came one time or two times. And she wanted to talk about something about her marriage or something. She said, "Pastor, there is a one man who I really want to marry in my church." It's a different church, but she had someone. "But this man is married. This man is married. But I think, because Bible said, if you really, really believe and if you pray really, really hard, nothing is impossible. So I think if I pray so hard, I think God will break their relationship and this husband will be mine." And I said, "I don't know about that. I don't think that what the Bible is saying. But some people might think that way, this word, right? Nothing is impossible does not mean you can do anything, even if it's a simple thing. So we want to remember, we don't want to use this word to give pressure to the other people, or to pressure yourself in the wrong way, or use this word to accomplish your or someone's sinful plan. It's not the meaning. This word was given to rather encourage us, to encourage our faith in Christ, encourage us to follow Christ, to encourage us to do God's will. And we should take this word in that way. And last thing we want to remember today, and this is today's main point, and because last two was kind of a little bit depressing, right? Because God knows everything and God can do anything, and you know, we get kind of depressed. But that's not the main point. And this is the main point of today's message, which is knowing who God is changed Sarah's attitude. Knowing God, who God is, changed Sarah's attitude and her life and her future. As Sarah realized while she was listening to what the Lord was saying, she realized who she was talking to. And she was afraid. And she even denied that she loved. Do you see this change in her attitude? It changed dramatically, right? First, she was laughing. She wasn't taking it seriously. She even kind of made fun of it. Whatever, it's funny. But now, no more laugh. No more laughing. Now she's serious. She even think she's in trouble. And you know, you might think it is not a good thing to lie because she lied that she laughed. She lied. Lying is not good. We should be honest in front of God. But you know, that's not the point. That's not the point. The point is how she changed. She was laughing and she was not taking God's promised word seriously. But now she is so serious, and she was even too serious. She cannot help denying what she said, what she was before. This is how she changed. And this is today's point. The very important point is that knowing who God is changes our life. Knowing who God is really affect our life. If we know God wrong way, our life will be go wrong way. So this is very important. And the sailor, the attitude was okay. To afraid is better than making fun of what God said. But still, it's not good enough. We want to add something to this. So God knows everything. Yes, He knows everything, but we want to remember, even after God knowing everything, knowing our sinfulness, knowing our dirtiest part, which we are never able to share with others, God knows that dirtiness. Even after that, He still loved us. And He still gave His only Son to show His love and to save us from that sin. And this is God who we know. And one more thing is, it was also impossible for us as sinners to be with God. It was impossible to be with God, be in front of God, and receive His blessing. But God made that impossible thing possible through Jesus Christ. So knowing God, knowing His love, even after He know who we are, knowing everything in us, He still loves us. And He made impossible possible. Knowing who we are, it is impossible to be in heaven with God. But God made that impossible possible through Jesus Christ, His blood. And knowing this God's love and what He has done for us changes our life. Maybe not by one day, but little by little we can get closer to who God wants us to be. So we always want to have a desire to know God even deeper. And this is why, this is not only reason, but this is one of the very important reason we come to the church. And we read the Bible, and we pray, and we have a fellowship. Because we want to know Him even deeper. And we won't let the world know who God is as well. And that is God, what God is wishing for us to do. Let the world know who God is. Some people think God cannot do anything. Some people might think God is too scary, but they're all wrong. We want to tell the world who God really is. Let's pray. お祈りいたしましょう。愛する天の父なる神様、あなたの皆を心から賛美感謝いたします。私たちはあなたをどれほど知っているでしょうか。あなたの愛の深さ、あなたのご計画をどれほど知っているでしょうか。おそらくほんのわずかに過ぎません。しかしそれでもなお私たちはあなたの私たちへの愛の深さ、またあなたが私たちのためにしてくださった尊い技を覚え、心より感謝をいたします。私たちはなお時にあなたに逆らい、あなたの御心にかなわないことをしてしまう弱き者でありますが、主よ、どうぞあなたの愛を覚えるときに、その愛によって私たちが変えられていくことができますように。あなたが愛してくださったように、私たちも互いに愛すること、それが私たちに与えてくださったあなたの掟であります。主よ、どうぞその掟に従って私たちが歩むことができますように。私たちの目が、私たちの心が、主よ、あなたの愛に向き、愛に満たされていきますように。すべてを感謝し、御手に委ね、愛する主イエスキリストの御名によって感謝してお祈りいたします。アーメン。